Okay, so Batman doesn't kill.
No.
And then you said Spider-Man doesn't kill?
I think, now that I think of it, I don't think anyone in the comic book universe kills.
Superman doesn't kill?
Have you ever heard of him killing someone?
No, but I'm not really tapped into that world.
Me neither. I think they just neutralize the bad guys. Not in a way that kills them.
Yeah, I feel like the old school Batman cartoons, I have a very clear image of him always being at the end of a fight with a bunch of bad guys tied up on the floor.
Yeah. Turns out he's just into BDSM.
I would think, okay, so like I understand you have like a Saturday morning cartoon. You don't want kids seeing a bunch of murder or whatever. I think it's fine. But but in the comics themselves, those are for adults or teens, kind of. I mean,
They can have murder.
Yeah, come on. Just let a little murder into your comics.
They do maiming, like Harvey Dent, you know?
Yeah.
They allow maiming. I'd rather be murdered than have that happen, though.
I know. We have a contract. I've made you a promise.
That's right, we did.
If you're maimed, I got to step in.
Yeah, thank
finish
you.
Finish the job.
I appreciate you taking that seriously.
Oh, I do. Yeah. That's why I follow you around all the time, being like, don't maim him. Don't maim him.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was weird that the city just echoed my desires.
Yeah. You thought it was the city speaking out to you going, don't maim him.
Yeah, and using your angelic voice.
Yeah. Don't maim him. Well, there's got to be, okay. What about that stupid one, Venom? Does he kill? That's the one that, what's his face played?
Tom
Hardy.
Topher? Oh, I was thinking.
He's a villain?
Yeah, he's a villain.
My bad.
Oh.
He's a villain, but.
So the villains kill.
I don't think they kill. I think they try to kill.
And then they're thwarted.
Yeah.
They're thwarted?
It's an attempt and a thwart.
If you want to love me, you got to accept me. Thwarts and all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we know that.
Yeah, I feel like that's a waste. Again, what does beating them up do? That just makes them angrier and more want to come after you again.
The Joker kills in live action.
Yeah. In The Dark Knight, he killed.
Yeah. So we're seeing an uptick.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Excellent.
Murders are on the rise.
Yeah.
In the comic book universe.
You going to let that stand, Batman, or are you going to kill now? It's time to kill.
Yeah. Get on board. Get out of the way. There's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff loves murder.
Get on board and kill him with a board.
Yeah.
Use a board. Or we'll be bored.
Batman goes surfing. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. And then someone's under the water coming up and he accidentally kills them. And his first kill was an innocent victim.
Yeah. No. I would like to see. Yeah, we don't see superheroes on vacation.
Yeah, take a day off.
Yeah.
That PTO does not roll over.
You find either a little Batman hat and then whatever, the mask.
Do you call it a
The Batman mask, and then but he's got like a bare chest and like swim trunks and stuff. He's not a beach.
Yeah, in the suit.
Yeah.
It's just he's in trunks and then everything up is the suit.
Or I want his bare chest to be showing.
I
want to
see it too.
Sure, because he's eye candy. But I mean, just because I think the visual is funny.
Yeah.
Maybe he still has the cape.
That will help with probably UV blocking.
So he's just got a weird tan where this front's tan and his back isn't because he's got the cape.
I like a nice pale back.
Yeah.
And his shoulders. Like a little bit of shoulder.
And a little bit of shoulder, yeah.
Yeah. Also known as the neck holders.
Yeah. Is over the shoulder boulder holders.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a system of hierarchical holders.
That's, by the way, best euphemism for a bra. Over the shoulder boulder holders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It rhymes too. What more could you ask for in this life?
Literally nothing.
A superhero who kills and a funny name for my bra. Yeah.
I'm really easy to please. Come on. Welcome to Very Fine Friends. Podcast where friends talk about bras. How are you doing this fine day?
Okay, good. I'm looking out the window and there's a long cloud that looks like a line of Coke.
Oh, I want to snort it.
Or am I just hungry?
yeah, that's kind of. Like a sloppily put together one.
Are you looking that way?
I'm looking.
It's this one.
No, I thought you were talking about this.
No, this.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong cloud.
Oh, just imagine me right.
I'm looking at a big, big old rail that was sloppily put together. That hasn't been like really cleanly.
Oh. No, this one's been topped.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad we have various states of cocaine lines in the sky.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
I'm going in a hot air balloon later. Just drive me along this line.
You're going to keep your nostrils open.
Francis took some big breaths in the hot air balloon today.
Is there a way, I know your nostrils are always open, but is there a way to keep them open, like even more open?
Oh yeah.
Like how people like can clip their, yeah. Like you can like keep your eyelids open. Like I want to do something with my nostrils, like get them as wide as they can.
Well, you can do both of those things manually. Look, ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Listeners at home, Francis's eyes and nostrils just got very big.
Yep, I'm ready. Put me in, coach.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is filibuster. Jenna's decoy word is panty. Francis's secret word is boots. Francis's decoy word is mosquitoes. Back to the pod.
The audience's eyes are going to be really big soon. Big with greed because they're going to want whatever your invention is. It's time for the invention of the week. Inventions.
And actually, I might have mentioned this to you in, like a long time ago, because this is actually a fantastic idea and I really wanted to do it.
Okay.
Jenna.
Francis.
You know how we travel? We're a migratory species.
Yes, I do know that.
You know how you have to spend so much time packing your clothes?
Okay. I'll grant that does not take me a long time.
Do you know that it's an annoying task?
Yes.
Okay. You know how when you come back from traveling, you have to wash your clothes?
Yes.
Put them away?
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's also the risk of bugs?
Yes.
Okay, good. So far, things are going well.
Yeah.
Well, strap on your over-the-shoulder boulder holders. You're going to love this. I've invented a business that we stock clothing and toiletries, probably some other stuff. And when you're booking a trip, basically you use our website or our app or whatever to choose whatever you want and it is delivered to where you're going. So we'll actually partner with the hotels or whatever to and have it ready for you when you get there. So when you get to your hotel room, the clothes you're going to wear for the trip are already there. You have preferred toiletries. We have them in like small containers so you don't have to like waste any product or whatever. And then when you're ready to leave, you just leave. You don't have to like take your luggage with you. So it's going to save you having to pack your own clothes. It's going to save you having to pay for checked luggage in a lot of cases. Yeah, I just think it's a fantastic idea. We could even have, in addition to like our locations around the country, we could even have spots in the airport where you get off the plane and you go and you basically pack your own thing there, you know, which you could... Or you could do it ahead of time and like it could be ready for you and you just pick it up at the place. Like if you're not going to a hotel, you're staying at a friend's house or something.
Yeah. I feel like there might be something like this for toiletries already, but that aside, but that it wouldn't be as like, I know you, I'm thinking you're high end.
Yeah.
So you, it's, I think it's more like you just buy a kit whenever you arrive or something like that. I, in theory, like the idea. Here's my first thought. When I pack for a trip, I have specific things that I want to wear. Like, I usually plan out, like, I can generally, unless it's just like a going to the beach with my family and it's like casual. But if I'm going on a specific trip, I know I'm going to wear this on this day. I'm going to wear this on this day kind of thing, right? So I've picked out outfits already, which means I like those clothes. I'm wearing my favorite outfits when I'm on vacation. So if you just pick something for just a trip, why wouldn't you want that those clothes all the time? Like, if there was an outfit good enough for the trip, wouldn't you want to own it in real life too?
We'll sell you our clothes. If you find something you really love and you want to keep it, we'll sell it to you at cost plus 10%. To your point though, yes, I agree. We do have outfits that we really like. A, you can request that we purchase those outfits, those clothes, and then we'll have them in our closet. We're going to have a big inventory.
Yeah, this would have to be a massive inventory.
Yeah, or massive enough. And here's what I would also say. If you have a couple of outfits you absolutely adore, put it, throw in your carry-on. You know?
Yeah.
So you have two options. Work with me here.
Okay.
We'll buy the clothes you want to wear, because then we'll have them. It's like the library when you request a book. Same concept. Or put them in your damn bag. You still got a carry-on.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah. I just feel like this is going to, like, you'd have to have a huge closet. I'm thinking about how many people, like things fit me weird. I can't buy clothes normal. Like, I could see something and then, like, and even like look at it online and like even say like, okay, like that's my size or whatever. And like, yes, this looks good. I want to be able to wear that. And then I try something on and it's like, oh, well, I didn't realize that I look like the shortest person in the world in a dress or whatever. Like,
I can relate to that.
And then then those are your clothes. Then you're stuck.
Yeah. 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 You know, we could do. You could come to one of our fitting rooms and try on different brands, different sizes. And then you have your profile, which helps you get a really specific, you know, customer card. So it's like, okay, my account, this is what I want. We'll pick the exact sizes for you. You know?
Yeah. So you're talking like Stitch Fix or whatever, like, or one of those kind of like subscription clothing things. But it's
rental,
but it's for vacation.
Yeah. Or travel. Like, I'm going to travel for work and it's like, ugh, I don't want to take a carry on or a check bag. I'll just go have them deliver.
If it's a work situation, maybe you only have like a set number of work clothes that you wear on like a rotation. So your coworkers have seen you in all of them on a regular basis. So, but you don't want to just go out and buy like new work clothes.
Yeah, this guy gets it.
Yeah,
I do. Aside from the need to have the world's biggest closet for this to like really be helpful, I do think this is a good idea and one that people would like.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what inspired me about this too is because, as you know, I have a very strange, weird body.
Not to me.
Sexy, but strange.
I think it's
a wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah. A wonderland, a sexy wonderland that is strange. So the other day I was really feeling myself. So I like put on this outfit and, you know, those blue shorts here where they're actually kind of like to my knee, which is too long for me. And I was like, ooh, I look good. And then I turned and it was like from back to legs, there was no butt at all. And I'm like, how could I feel so good in the front and then turn around and be just absolutely disgusted? So there are butts in the world like mine, I'm sure, that would appreciate being able to do specific measurements.
Yes.
And also my chest. I'm big up here.
You are barrel chested.
Yeah.
You're a strong man.
Yeah. So we got to do something about that with clothes.
But then again, I would argue, wouldn't you just want those clothes in real life?
You can buy them.
Okay.
Yeah. Try it and buy it. That's our one of our options.
So then you're theoretically leaving with a suitcase.
No. We'll ship it to your house.
Okay.
Yeah. And also we get a discount with UPS because we do so much business or FedEx, whatever.
Oh, that's lucky you've already negotiated that.
We could probably start our own postal company.
And I know you keep saying when you just want those clothes in real life, but if you're someone on a budget, let's say you're on vacation, people take a lot of pictures on vacation. So if you're going to be looking at these pictures or posting them, then you might want some higher end clothes, maybe designer labels.
Exactly.
But you can't afford those in real life. So you're just going to rent them for the photo op.
Mm. Yeah, I guess there is like there are certain places where you like you want vacation clothes that don't necessarily you don't wear tropical clothing in your day to day life. You live in Colorado, you idiot.
Take that off.
Or like our Alaska trip. Like I did spend a decent amount of money on clothes that I will never wear again, probably.
That's true. I do have a nice jacket now.
I know. Like it's a really nice jacket, but I spent so much money on it and I never have occasion to wear it except for that one time.
Yeah.
Sounds like there are rumblings in the fashion community.
I've been on board since I heard about it. I'm just trying to get Jenna to recognize.
She has a valid point. I will say.
I'm on board.
Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes.
I will kill you where you stand.
Audience. There's a mosquito in the studio, and we have one of those electrifying rackets.
I think it's plural. I think there's multiple mosquitoes in here.
Oh, I hate mosquitoes so much.
You hate them?
Yeah, because I get bit. If there's a mosquito around, it's coming for me.
Joe, kill the mosquitoes.
But not if it lands on my skin. Don't hit me with that electric racket if it lands
Raging
on my skin.
Raging all mosquitoes.
Listeners, do you know that one episode of Breaking Bad, The Fly?
Yeah, that's like us. Because last episode we recorded, if it sounds at any point in time like we were distracted, there was a fly that was hovering around both Francis and I the whole time, and Joe too. It was very annoying. Anyway, that's why we have this racket at the ready.
It's a racket for mosquitoes.
Okay, so here's the deal. I like the idea. I know you're saying you're trying to get me on board. I am on board. I feel like my part of my job is don't threaten me with that racket.
It's like Home Alone. What are you doing, Marv?
Part of my job is to, for the consumer's sake, to play devil's advocate, to make sure that we're not missing anything. And if there are any problems, we can fix them before it gets rolled out, right? We want to go from, we don't want to be in beta with any of our products. We want to hit the ground running where it feels like we're already on version 3 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So, anyway. Okay, here's one. This is a weird one. I just thought of an idea.
Does
this include underwear, too?
We don't do that because that's gross. But you'll get underwear and socks that are new.
Okay, so, right. Though, I mean, I assumed it wouldn't be used, but like... Like they will give you panties.
Yeah, but anything.
Or a single panty if you're only staying for one night.
Yes, but anything that is intimate is single use. Not single use, but it's new.
Right. That makes sense. But that's another thing that people are very specific about.
You tell us what you want.
You know, I would like a very specific.
Well, what are you going to say? Go ahead. Order. Tell me what you want.
Well, I mean, people would get, men have less variety than women in terms of like brands or types or like I would like a panty that has
licorice
that is high waisted, but also high thigh, only on the right side, and boy short on the left side.
I mean, they need to choose things that exist.
Oh, you want the everything panty?
Yeah, the everything panty.
All right, fire up an everything panty.
Yeah. We just have people in the back sewing frantically.
I'm just imagining it like a drive-through.
Bras are a hard thing to fit. Sorry to keep going. This is a podcast where friends talk about bras. So,
okay. We have or can get the size that you need.
Okay. All right.
Unless you have a freakishly weird rack.
Okay.
I thought that was a travel neck pillow.
It is on the left. It's not on the right.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay. What's the price point on this bad boy?
Well, we have different price points. I mean, if you're looking for more of a luxury experience, the price will go up.
Yeah. It just depends on what you're renting.
Yeah. If you're looking for like just basics, you know, that'll be a lower price point. If you want some, it doesn't have to be everything. It's like, oh, I want one fancy shirt and pants to go out. Okay. We're doing it piece by piece and we'll do packages and like, we'll offer like deals and things like that. So we'll have something for everyone.
Okay. Okay. All right. What do we want to call this?
No pack rat.
Well, if you want it to be high end, you probably should avoid the word rat.
Something with packing. Checked mate. That's good. Right?
Yeah, because you don't have to check a bag.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fuck, I love it.
Wow. Joe, do you have anything?
I'm thinking. I'll come back to it.
Okay. Something with box. I'm so bad at this.
Something with closet.
Something with bras.
What brought you here?
How bra you sleep at night.
Deep cut.
Yep. Wow, is that episode two?
Two or three, probably two.
Yeah, I think it's two.
Wow.
Fold. Laundry.
Fold. Laundry.
Launder. Does launder sound like anything? Launder.
It sounds like money laundering.
Does. Laundry.
Instant threads.
Threads. Okay. I think we're getting somewhere. Threads. Threads now. Threads.
Threadlocks.
Write it down. Threadlocks.
No bad idea.
What about something with fit?
Fit?
Yeah. People fit. Refer to their outfit as their fit.
Yeah. Like fresh fit. Something with travel. Fit. Vacation. Go. Fly.
Travel off fitty.
It's inviting a lawsuit, but I love it. Where?
Where?
Where, comma, you down? There's the mosquitoes.
If it bites the back of my head, I'm going to be so upset. It's
not
going
to bite you. We asked it specifically not to.
Don't maim her.
I wish I said that. Close. Close for business.
I like you just had your own like little mic drop moment. Just lean back, put the...
It just felt so good.
All right. Well, I think this is a service people will want to use.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you stain the clothes, you will have to... If we can't get it out, you will be charged. I forgot to mention that. We're not a charity. Don't ruin our shit.
Yeah, don't ruin it. But regular like wear and tear, like if it just needs to be cleaned and it can be cleaned.
Yeah, that's fine. It's included in the charge.
Yeah, okay.
And if at any point the clothes are more wearing you, we charge for that too.
Yeah, we should at least be honest about that. Yeah. Send us a picture wearing every outfit we rented to you so we can know if we want to continue to do business.
And every bra and every panty. All of them.
I love that word.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Yeah, it's good.
It's also kind of a gross word. I don't know.
Well, no, it's actually funny if you think about it, because
I know
it's just like little pant.
Yeah.
That's funny. I love words like that.
Oh, I would also think of it as like, ooga. It's hot.
Oh, I hope my thing is the real one. Although actually, no, I like, that's funny.
All right. Well, I think go to veryfinefriends.com to sign up for your clothes for business, your thread locks. And yeah, enjoy your next vacation.
Yeah. You're going to save $40 checking a bag.
Yeah. And you're not going to have to shop for vacation clothes that you'll only wear once.
You're welcome.
And also you don't have to worry about your toiletries either.
Yeah. And travel free. Be free.
Yeah. Very liberating.
Yeah.
Well, that would take some like, that would be like a weird feeling at first. Like, you know, when you get the first time you got into a Waymo and you're like, oh, weird. Yeah. It's just like
weird.
Like walking onto a plane and just being like, I have nothing. I just have like my purse and a book.
I think that sounds amazing, actually.
I don't even have a bra. But
it would be, yeah, I don't even have a bra. I think it would be a weird feeling, though. It would be that we're like, I feel like I'm forgetting something.
I think it would feel weird when you landed and didn't have to go to baggage claim.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can just leave. Great.
Yeah.
Or in the car, it saves you space.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that wraps up the invention of the week. Oh, good job, Francis.
Thanks.
Thank you. I like when you invent services.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I have a lot of ideas.
I
like
when you invent things, too. I like all of your inventions.
Thanks. I really mean that.
I like when you invent a reason to spend time with us.
I don't need to do that. I'll just follow you guys around.
Don't maim her.
Don't befriend them. They're mine.
Well, it's time for our next segment. St. Peter said no.
I'm St. Peter, and I am saying no.
Oh. Okay. Well, in this segment, Francis and I have died of laughter, apparently.
Sugar crush.
And we get to the pearly gates and find out the reasons we're not going to heaven.
Just a quick question. Is there any reason the gates are pearly? Is that written down anywhere? Why are they pearly?
Well, that's a good question.
Because Jesus vacationed at Cabo one time, and in the beach he saw a mother of pearl, and it was one of the most beautiful things he ever saw. So when he came back, he was like, get me my interior decorator. Get me my exterior decorator.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking maybe it was made of the puka shells of all the people that didn't get in.
That's true. Wearing a puka shell necklace, you will not get in.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Okay.
Step forward.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Oh, welcome.
So
welcome. Oh, you like it?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
This is so exciting.
It's designed by God.
He's got good taste.
He is good.
God is good.
Name, please.
Jenna. You Perfect. Know.
Yeah, let me go through my scroll. We still do it old school.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi's terrible up here. Ooh. Is this you? Just to verify.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yep. That's me.
You can't come in, doll.
What? No.
Sorry, it's what the list says. You're going to have to go down to heck.
No. I lived a great life.
It says here that in 2015, you had a disposable cup and you threw it to a garbage can, but it didn't make it. And you looked and you saw it and you took a step toward it and then you left.
Oh, okay. I can explain that. I can explain that.
Let's clear it up.
As I stepped forward towards the cup, I saw in the distance what appeared to be a dog running really fast at me. And I thought, oh no, I have to get out of here before the dog attacks me. And so it was a survival situation. Turns out there wasn't a dog, but I thought there was a dog coming to attack me. And so that's why I had to leave that cup behind.
Let me just write that down. Thoughts of dog. All right. Well, that clears it up. Ooh.
What?
There's something else.
No, and that can't. No, I mean, no.
Did you ever say, quote, shut up, bitch, quote?
Yes, technically I've said shut up, bitch. But So my friends and I like to joke a lot, right? And that's like a fun, like, little thing where it's like someone says something and you're like, they're talking about a party that they went to, and you're just like, it's like a, no, I can't believe it. We'll say, shut up, bitch. And then one time, I was talking to my mom, and she was like, she was talking about something, and I went, shut up, bitch. And it was just because I was thinking of it like my friends, the way we friends say it. It wasn't on purpose like that.
Mm, okay. Oh, I found a technicality here. Bitch is also a word used to describe a dog.
Oh, I guess I have a lot of dog-related excuses.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to make an executive decision on that. They do give me a little bit of power. I'm going to say you're okay. So go ahead and come. Ooh.
Oh, no. Now what? This can't.
Oh, this is not good.
What?
It says here that you touched the head of a bald man that you didn't know and shook him. And while saying bald, 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 bald. Baldy, baldy, bald. Oh, no, I'm not reading this. It's verbatim. You kept going for a while. Bald, bald man, baldy.
Does it say anything about the me licking his head after I did that? Or is that allowed?
Doesn't mention it. I think it's allowed.
Okay, good. Because that part I can't explain why I licked it. It just felt like it needed to be licked. But look, here's the thing. This man, this was in the dead of summer when this happened. And this man, I could tell he wasn't wearing sunscreen. And as you know, skin in the summer, it's like, ooh, you got to be careful. I didn't want this man to get burned and then possibly get cancer. So I had to just remind him. It seemed that he was acting as if he had hair, is the thing. He was acting as if his head was protected by hair. And I needed to remind him that it wasn't protected by hair. So I went to him and I was like, bald, 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 baldy, baldy, bald, 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 you're bald. And I feel like I probably saved that man's life.
You know, I can file that under act of charity.
Thank you. That's how I meant it. I wanted that. He looked like he had a lovely family. I didn't want them to lose that bald head of his too early.
There's a second page here. Surely this must be incorrect.
What?
Well, you seem so nice. I just don't believe that you would have ever force-fed a pregnant lady sushi. Right?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I was on the subway. There was a pregnant lady, and she was eating tacos on the subway. And then I had sushi. I was sitting next to her. Just a couple of gals eating full meals on the subway. And she started eating her tacos. And then I could tell, like, she started choking, right? She started choking, and she was going, and I know how to do the Heimlich maneuver. I don't know how to do it on a pregnant lady because of the belly. I didn't know the mechanics of how that would get in the way. Mm. So I looked at my sushi, and I had some nice, like, slippery sushi. And so I started, like, putting my sushi down her throat, hoping that the sushi would force the tacos down and then open up her airway. So I was just trying to use my sushi as a way to get her tacos down so that she could breathe again. So yes, I force fed her sushi and she did die, but that wasn't my fault. That was the taco's fault.
Oh, you know, we only go by intention up here.
Right. And so
you're lucky.
I intended to save a life that day.
You're lucky.
And also I lost my sushi. I gave up my sushi. That was expensive sushi.
Oh yes. You know, if you do get in, you're actually going to qualify for our club access level.
Oh, thank you.
Because you tried to save a life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you count Baldy.
Oh, that's right. Well, we only have one club access level, but we'll get you a nice view.
Thank you.
Of course. There's really not a lot written down here, except this doesn't make much sense to me. It says, made bees extinct.
Yeah.
You know what this is about?
That was a misunderstanding. So, do you know, my Aunt B? You must. She died.
She died? Yes.
You must have rejected her.
Yeah. Dead B.
Yes, Dead B. Yeah. That's what we called her on Earth, too. So, she was not a good person. As you know, you must have had a whole filing cabinet on old Aunt B.
She was actually escorted down. I'm not supposed to. Yeah.
Whoa. Like security had to take her?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's good to know we were right about her, I guess. She had it coming. Anyway, my cousins and I, we were also traumatized by our evil Aunt B, our mean, mean, mean Aunt B, that we used to like at slumber parties when we would have like cousin sleepovers and stuff. We would talk about it. And then I was the oldest of the cousins and, they were like, what are we going to do? Aunt B, we have Aunt B. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And then we had just seen Jurassic Park. And one of the kids was like, will you make Aunt B extinct? And I said, yes, I will. No longer will B terrorize us. Aunt B will be extinct. So I created a special like spray to repel Aunt B. And it turns out that spray is actually really, it was quite toxic. And it targeted actual bees.
Oh. It's an accident.
It was an accident. I was trying to protect my younger cousins from the horror that was Aunt B.
I want you to know I'm really rooting for you. I want you in.
Thank you.
I just have one last question.
Okay.
Based on my notes here. Where were you on 9/11?
All right, I'll see myself out. Welcome, my son.
Hello, Father.
Please call me Saint Peter.
Oh, Saint Peter. I'm just so happy to have made it.
Well, not quite yet. Not quite yet.
Of course, you got to check my ID or something.
Yeah. All right.
Organ donor, says it right here. Organ donor.
Yes. Not really helpful if you've treated your body like a dumpster and then done every terrible drug known to man and organs are no longer viable.
Your paper says?
Yeah, I did.
Did you want me to address that?
No, that's fine. Everyone does drugs. We've kind of come to, that's a given now. Let's see. This is interesting. You looks like you did a lot of charity work. You did a lot of work, with food banks.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah. It says here though, you used to keep the good stuff for yourself?
Yes, I did. I can speak on that.
Oh, good. Please, I'd like some clarification.
Yeah, so a lot of the people who were receiving the benefits had never had the good stuff. And I was worried if I provided it to them, it would make the stuff they got the next week, they wouldn't want it. And it would create this whole rabble. And I'm like, you know, we need peace. We need peace on Earth. That's my job. I'm a good person. I'm doing peace.
Okay.
So I took the good stuff home. And I know it says in your notes for myself, because I always tasted everything to make sure it was safe before I gave it to a slightly different class of people who needed the food.
So you didn't keep any of it?
Only enough to make sure it was safe. A couple of bites here and there, a couple of swigs. And then I gave it, it's like one hand to the other.
Okay. And so this new class of people that you gave this to, they were, that it was okay for them to taste the finer things in life?
They were used to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you see how I'm trying to balance? Or balance, as I...
All right. So keep the poor, poor.
Keep the middle class, middle class.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting strategy. I could...
You see where my heart was.
I could see where your heart was. Okay.
Yeah. Bless you.
Yeah.
I'll just be going in now. That's okay.
No. Not yet. This is interesting. It says here you stole 7 cars throughout your life. 7 different times you stole a car.
Yes, I did. I can speak on that.
Please, thank you.
You know how there's 7 deadly sins?
Yes, I do know that. Oh, famously, up here. Oof. We say it all.
Yeah. So, what it did was, I thought to myself, people got to stop sinning. And I've got to help. I was very religious on it. I was a pious man.
We love that around here.
Yeah. So I first saw a man who was slothful. And I was like, ooh, that's one of the sins. And then an idea hatched. And so I stole my first car and I thought, okay, this is going to be good. So I went up to him and I said, sir, slothful sir, I've been witnessing you and you've done naught.
Good use of the word not.
Yeah, thanks. You don't get to say it as often as you like. And he was like, get off my back. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere until you let me help you. And he tried to leave and I shook his shoulders. And many pills fell out of his pocket.
Oh.
Anyway, and coins. So I said, you see that car over there? Do you see that? It was a Nissan 370Z. Yeah.
Fun car.
Yeah.
Zippy.
It is zippy. I said, you see that car? In Magnum Titanic Silver? And he was like, yeah. And I said, you want that car? He said, yeah. I said, you got to do something for me. You got to start a habit, any habit you want. And if you can do that habit for 5 weeks, because 5 weeks is what it takes to make a habit, give it to you. And you know what, Peter?
Yeah.
He did.
What habit did he start?
He started smoking.
Okay.
I wasn't specific. Plus, I thought it would get him here sooner. You guys like people? Anyway, so then I was like so happy that I did it 6 more times, for one for each of the other sins.
So you got somebody to stop their deadly sin.
Yeah.
And take up smoking.
Which is not a sin. It's just a vice.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I've read your book.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's, you know, it still means a lot to me when I hear that people have read my work.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, there's just one more thing here. This is kind of a weird. So you were in the Senate for a while.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah.
Yes, I served.
Yeah, that's how they say that. It says here that you were filibustering a bill that would prevent the torture of baby seals. You did a 23-hour filibuster to stop people from stopping torturing baby seals. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I can speak on that.
No, seal torture is... baby seal torture is legal now because of you.
Here's the facts.
Okay.
What you didn't know, what the mainstream news won't tell you.
Okay.
Is that in that bill that was buried a small provision that no one knew about. That if it passed, yes, it would stop the murder of baby seals, which we can all agree is a good thing.
Yeah.
It also would have done something else far more heinous. It would have taxed billionaires.
No.
Yeah. And I said, not on my watch. So I got out there on that floor and I said everything I could think of. I talked about seals, porpoises, polar bears, Arctic flowers, permafrost.
Yeah, you went on a...
solar flares.
You went on a 73-minute rant about QAnon, too. That's in my notes.
Well, there's a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could talk about it now. I can speak on that.
No, no, it's okay. It's okay. I can just check the tape.
Yeah. Also, have you ever bashed in the brains of a baby seal?
I can't say that I have.
Well, then who are you to judge?
You know what? That's a fair point. I just have one final question for you.
Oh, I thought that was the last one. Oh, okay. I'm getting cold out here.
Oh, well, it's warm in there. It's warm in heaven.
I know, I can feel it. It's coming out of the gates and it smells like cookies. I like that.
Where were you on 9/11?
I'll see myself out.
All right, I think that... I guess it's clear why what kind of lives we've lived.
Yeah.
That wraps up.
What if you were at 7-Eleven on 9/11?
Oh my God, someone was.
Listening to 3-Eleven.
There was someone that had that exact...
And you were on the phone with 411.
Yeah. Wow.
What if someone...
someone had that experience. Crazy.
Well, getting measured and you're 5'11"? Okay.
All right. Well, that wraps up. St. Peter said no.
You are being objected to and you are going to hell.
All right. It's time for our final segment.
Ooh.
The big question.
The question is very big.
So... Francis.
Me?
You know what time it is. It's time for me to ask.
It's time for us to find out.
If there is a big question for this episode.
Which in and of itself is a big question.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
My big question. Big old giant. Huge question.
Ooh.
Look at it.
Whoa, there's not enough room in the room for this question.
I know. Anyway, you know about aliens?
Yeah.
I want to know if, like in the movie E.T., an alien came down and landed near you,
yeah,
whatever, on your property, and presumably could speak or be taught English, what would you do with the alien? Like, assuming now it's like part of your life, how would you integrate it into society without raising suspicion, you know? And what would you tell it about Earth?
Does this alien have powers?
He lives to be 150.
Is that a power?
He can also tell when it's raining.
Okay. It's good. I can't do that.
It's just a being. You know, I would say that they're either your aircraft is more advanced than what we have. So maybe they come from a more.
So you can't like read minds or.
No. He's just a wrinkly old dude.
Okay. Do I need to hide him or protect him for any reason?
That's up to you, because who knows what the government will do.
My initial thought is then not my problem. Good luck, buddy.
Wait, because he doesn't have a power.
What am I helping him for?
What has he done for me lately?
Yeah, he's not done anything for me. Am I trying to manipulate him out of something?
So you're just going to let him die or get found?
What, I have to save everybody now? All right, okay. All right, so...
Maybe you could find an angle for yourself in this.
Like, E.T. could heal stuff, right?
This one can regenerate body parts that are cut off, like a lizard.
Just his own body parts, not my body parts?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. He's on your property.
Thank you for respecting the boundaries of my property line, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that... All right, let's say that he can... In fact, regenerate my limbs or have that kind of like healing power. Here's what I'd do.
Okay.
He's now useful to me. I don't care if he could be 150. That doesn't do anything for me. The older you get, the more annoying you are.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Doddering old alien.
Remind me to tell you a story off pot.
Oh, I will.
Okay. So I would say, okay, I would befriend him and I would say, hey, look, listen, Gleeptron, that's his name.
Gleeptron?
Gleeptron.
Gleeptron was my father, he called me Gleep.
Sorry, Gleep. Okay, I'm your only friend here, buddy. Everybody else is going to want to experiment on you and they're going to want to like take your healing powers and they're going to exploit you. You're going to live in a lab forever. I'm going to let you live a life of fun. Stick with me. We're going to have some fun, man. And then I would think Gleeptron would be interested in that.
Sure, that's a good pitch.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, you'll actually be free.
What if Gleeptron has no concept of fun? How would you introduce him to fun?
I would take him to... an amusement park. We ride some roller coasters.
In a wig?
Yeah. Yes.
You mean Jenna would be wearing a wig?
I would be wearing a wig. Yeah. Now I'm definitely picturing a lot of dressing up Roger the Alien style. Yeah. From American Dad, but I know you know.
Yeah, I know.
For our listeners. Yeah. So there'd be a lot of disguises and stuff like that. But
you could go to Clothes for Business.
Yes. Have the clothes delivered right to the amusement park. show him a good time there. Just like, yeah, just be like, give him ice cream. Be like, yeah, this kind of shit exists, man. They want to keep this from you.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. And just like really sell him on like the finer points of what it's like to just be like, have fun and whatever. And then I'd be like, I have a great idea where we could be having fun all the time, make money off of it. And it would be like a fun, like cool little thing for us, but we're going to need your powers, your healing powers. And then at this point, he's drunk with ice cream and probably other things too. Find one of those clouds that looks like a rail of cocaine.
I was going to say, it'd be a disservice if you didn't show him drugs.
Yeah.
And also he trusts you now.
Yeah, as well he should. I'm honestly, like, I am trying to help him.
Yeah, you've been kind to him. He's sleeping in the shed. What more could he want?
Yeah, but it's a nice shed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an outfitted shed.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Anyway.
It's a shed that's been shopping on Clothes for Business. It's an outfitted shed.
I would want to, like, I would say, let's create a Jackass-style TV show. Where you and I are the stars. And then we can just out-Jackass because we can't truly be hurt because you could fix us. But we won't let people know. They'll just think like we're just kind of superhuman. So we get like this like fun, cool celebrity, right?
Who would it be?
Who?
No, like the concept.
Oh, I thought you were going to have like a host.
Oh, no. I'm saying we become, let's have a host for our show.
Johnny Knoxville.
Honestly, Johnny Knoxville seems like a lot of fun. He seems like a fun dude.
He just starts phoning it in on the other one.
Hey, Johnny, we'll buy you away from Fear Factor.
Is he hosting Fear Factor?
He hosts Fear Factor now.
I like that phrase, paw you away. Yeah. Just so everyone knows I like it.
Is that what I said?
Right? We'll paw you away from Fear Factor?
No, she just said we'll pull you away.
Are you sure?
I guess we'll never know.
Yes.
I mean, did I just invent a phrase?
Yeah. We'll paw you away.
Go on.
Yeah. So who would be a fun... Jennifer Coolidge would be fun.
Yeah.
It would be kind of ridiculous to have her be the host of like...
What about her with Al Pacino?
What would that sound like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh, ah.
She's got a great ass.
These Pacinos, they're trying to kill me. Pacino. Capisce.
Okay, this is sounding like a show I would definitely watch.
Yeah, but then it would be like a fun thing that we could do. It'd be an easy way to get famous and like rich because you could make a lot of money off of this. And you just kind of like screw around and do fun pranks all day. And so it's like that idea of like, hey, we get to keep this fun time going. I won't let anyone know about your power, so no one will try and experiment on you. But your power is going to be what enables us to keep going with this. Anyway, I think, and then it's like, yeah, why wouldn't you be on board with that?
Okay.
It's having fun all the time.
Okay. The day comes.
Yeah.
Where he wants to go home.
Okay.
What do you do?
I show him a video of his home planet being exploded.
AI. Finally, a good use for it.
Yep. And then tell him, I'm sorry, there's nothing to go back for.
I didn't want to tell you.
Yeah.
But
I thought you were happy here, so I didn't want to ruin the good time, but your planet doesn't exist anymore.
That's actually very good. Diabolically good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, I like that. I would tune in for that. What would you call the show?
But I don't know. Slap Happy.
okay.
I hadn't thought that far.
Write it down.
Okay. Slap Happy.
All right, cool. I love it.
What would you do?
If the alien landed?
Yeah.
First, I'd have it tested for AIDS.
You plan on having sex with it?
Well, I want to keep all my options on the table. We're going to do all the tests. And then I'm going to, I won't tell them what it is for. I'd be like, oh, you're here and Earth's crazy. So we just got to do these routine labs. Anyway, I would explain that it was very lucky that it got into my yard.
Yeah.
Because I am the sexiest person on Earth.
Hmm.
And because I was nominated for that and unanimously awarded, people treat me like shit now. And people won't acknowledge it.
So it's like the whole world voted for you.
Yeah.
And then the whole world decided to shun you as a result.
Yeah, it's jealousy. I know that. So I'd be like, so we're going to go out. I just want you to know that going into things of who you're dealing with. And don't treat me any differently. I'm still the hottest guy you know. Anyway, so...
Don't treat me any differently. Treat me like the hottest guy you know.
Yeah, but he's got a good sense of humor.
Okay.
I mean, he has to. He has AIDS.
No, he was tested. If he has AIDS, the rest of my plan won't work. Just kidding. You equals you. So I would put him in a nice costume and take him around town, show my favorite spots. And, you know, I've always wanted to go to the Global Ambassador. So I get us a room there and I would bring a bunch of pamphlets and brochures and show him things and be like, okay, here's some pictures. Like here's Thailand. Here's Costa Rica. Here's Norway. Any of these sound good to you? That you want to see? And he'd be like, yeah. This one looks good. I'd be like, oh, well, how we travel on my planet is friction generates money. So he'd be like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's weird. It's native to Earth and other people don't like to talk about it. But if you want to go, I'm willing to take you. We just need that money. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, of course, if it's normal. And so, you know, we'd go to Norway.
Wait. You glossed over the... So, yes.
The what friction? Kind
of, yeah, the friction. Did you just pseudo-rape this alien?
No. What do you mean? You agreed.
Tricked him into thinking that this was how... You needed to get... This was how these trips would happen?
Short answer, yes.
You're like someone that like scouts models at the mall.
Is that bad? He's one of a one.
What?
He's the only him in existence.
So yeah. So I gotta rape him. What am I gonna do?
Okay, well,
is that what you told him to get him into bed?
Okay, in light of these new developments, I have to explain sex, human sex, to the alien.
To us, please.
Yeah, finally.
And that would just be like, can you take your costume off for a quick second so I could see compatibility? You know, like, is this even a conversation we need to have? So then he would disrobe, and I'd be like, just so you know, this is sexual. So you got to consent to that. And he'd be like, oh, yeah. And I'd be like, great. So he'd...
That's usually how that works, right? People say you've got to consent to that, and then consent is given.
You must consent.
I say, I'm going to get some ice from the ice machine. You think about it. We have a dinner reservation, though, so move fast. So when I come back in, I would just be like, it's up to you. And then I would be like, I was lying before because I was horny. So what I'm really saying is, welcome to Earth. I'd like to have sex with you. And he'd be like, oh my God.
Wow.
Can we still go to Norway? And I'd be like, honestly, I don't have the miles for that. But if you're willing to do an interview, I'm sure we could get some money. And then we'd have dinner. He would order pork chops, which I don't know how I feel about. And I'd have risotto and he'd try some. And yeah, then we'd have a nice night with whatever he decided to do to me.
Okay, what if you're not attracted to him?
You mean after the sex?
Or before. Your whole plan is to have sex with this thing.
And travel. Well, he's one of a one. I'll be attracted to him.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are so weird that it's like, you're so weird, I love you. You know? Or like, what a face. Yeah. Only a face a mother and me could love. You know? This really all hinges on the blood work.
Right. That comes back AIDS. Oof.
Like, let's get you back in your ship.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. U equals U.
All right. Well, good answer, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks. I liked yours too.
Thanks.
What if you were attracted to yours? Didn't once occur to you?
That I would be attracted to it?
Yeah.
How would you F your alien, Jenna?
Hey, it's making love.
That's a question for another time.
All right.
All right. That wraps up the big question.
The big question.
Time for one final thing, Francis.
Our secret words.
Secret words.
Secret words.
I'm worried. I don't know if I'm worried that you're going to guess my secret word.
Nothing stood out to me, so these are just random guesses.
I am worried that I don't have anything for you because it didn't occur to me until basically almost all the way through Invention of the Week that I was like, oh, crap, I haven't been even like on the lookout for anything.
That's okay. I just want you to know I have fun regardless.
Thank you. I had fun too.
Thanks.
I'll have more fun if I actually stumble upon the correct secret word.
Girl, well, same.
Okay.
I'll guess first because okay. You guessed first last week.
Okay.
The first guess I have for you is advocate.
Nope. When did I say that?
You said devil's advocate.
Oh.
Is the word devils?
No.
I wrote down beta.
Nope.
Underwear?
Nope.
And you know what's coming next. Panties.
No, it's not panties.
Panty.
That's my decoy horse.
Fudge! No!
Yeah.
Damn it all.
Yes, yes, yes. Point for Jenna. Oh, I'm having more fun now.
Well, then I have no... There's no reason I shouldn't give you my last two guesses.
Yeah, you might as well.
Dumpster?
Nope.
Power?
No. All
right, well, that was it. Good for you.
Ooh, dumpster power.
That sounds like a fun power.
Everything that still has quality comes out of the dumpster.
Yes!
I was worried about this one because this was a hard one to sneak in. My secret word was filibuster.
I'm mad at myself. I feel like I should have got that.
Yeah.
Or that should have dinged my radar.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I was able to slip it in without you noticing. And I felt like you didn't notice because you didn't look at me weird, which you normally do when you're like writing something suspicious down.
Good for you. Happy for you, doll.
Hmm. Thank you. All right. Now let's go to my list of...
Wait. There you go on.
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
I was going to ask for a decoy word, but I...
You guessed it.
I know what it is.
It's panty. One single panty.
Shit.
All right. Is your word launder?
No.
Benefits?
No.
Rabble?
No.
Deadly?
Mm-mm.
Slothful?
No.
Magnum?
No.
Titanic.
Francis says that word all the time.
No. Yes, to Joe. No to you.
Vice.
No.
Shed.
No.
Norway.
No.
Nominated.
No.
Pork chops.
No. I all wish right. It was.
That's all I got.
My word was...
AIDS.
U equals U. My word was... Butts.
Butts? Wow, I got panty and you got butts?
What about that, huh?
Wait, when did you say
I butts? Said there's
there
probably
are butts
like, yeah.
like mine out there in yeah. the world.
Wow. I would never think of that as a secret word. I feel like we talk about butts all the time.
Yeah,
we do.
Okay.
I almost didn't even clock it just because that just sounds like something you would say.
It is something I would say.
Wow.
And my decoy word was mosquitoes.
No, really?
Yeah.
And there just happened to be mosquitoes floating around?
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, for a second, when I was looking at the card, I forgot it was Francis's word, and I was like, oh, Jenna, you lucky bastard. You got to just say mosquitoes.
Yeah. Oh.
I said it a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Two totally natural thing words that just like worked out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I should get a half point for actually killing the mosquito in the room.
Yeah. Well, did you?
Yeah. Why do you think I slapped the...
Well, I know you slapped it, but did you kill it?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Yeah.
Mosquitoes are famously slow moving.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast where friends talk about mosquitoes, butts, and bras.
Oh, the big three. Mosquito, mm-hmm. butts, and bras.
Well, Jenna, congratulations. I'm happy that you got that point.
Thank you. I needed it. I needed to make up a little ground because I think you passed me again after the last couple weeks. Well,
this little tango we do.
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
till next time.
Till next time, bye.